من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده إلى قوله تعالى وآتينا داود زبورا. As explained yesterday in this ayah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has mentioned one of the objections of the Jewish people, that why they don't accept the Quran series as the book of Allah, that it was revealed in piecemeal. It should have come down as it came to Musa al-Islam, one tablet, one time, the Torah was revealed. So that as we explained yesterday, that these are all excuses man makes. When he doesn't want to accept the truth, then he finds all different types of excuses. And the lesson for us to learn from that is that we should not make excuses. What are the laws of Allah? Accept them wholeheartedly and don't make any excuses. Why not this? Why not that? If like this, if like that, we should accept it wholeheartedly. Amanna wa saddaqna. We believe and we testify and we accept the truth. So the translation of the ayat Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. ہم نے وحی بھیجی تیرے طرف جیسے وحی بھیجی نوح پر اور ان نبیوں پر جو اس کے بعد ہوئے. We have sent وحی revelation from Allah Ta'ala to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as we had said to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the Anbiya who came after him. To all, every Nabi, Allah sent his wahi piecemeal, and Allah chose Jibreel alayhi salam to bring the wahi. And word by word, as the occasion arose, as was necessary, Allah sent the revelation. It was only Musa alayhi salam that Allah gave the whole kitab at one time. Otherwise, all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sent the wahi as Allah had sent to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, birth by birth. And it's very surprising that the Bible contains the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Psalms, the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam Psalms were also piecemeal, birth by birth, just as the Bible was revealed to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it is clear proof that these are just excuses they are making. Allah sends this wahi as Allah knows best and knows the greatest knowledge is by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala knows exactly how to send to who, how to send the wahi. وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقُ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَابُ. اور وہی بھیجی ہم نے ابراہیم پر اور اسماعیل پر اور اسحاق پر اور یعقوب پر اور اس کے اولاد پر. And we also had sent وحی to ابراہیم علیہ السلام, whom the Jews also accept as the patriarch and as the great grandfather indeed. And he sent to his son Ismail alayhi salam and his other son Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, his son, and his all children also. To all of them we had sent wahi and we had sent it piecemeal, birth by birth. So that is no excuse whatsoever, and this is clear that these are just excuses they are making in order to in order not to believe. وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان. Or Isa par, or Ayub par, or Yunus par, or Harun par, or Suleiman par. And as we had sent wahi revelation to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Suleiman alayhi salam, all these Anbiya, we have sent wahi to them. And to everyone wahi came piecemeal, and then the Jews don't reject it. they accept you. So why is the, why do they find problem with the same manner that was in which the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? This makes it clear that they are only looking for excuses not to accept the truth. And the basic underlying factor is the jealousy that had emitted from them. They were hoping that the last Nabi will be also from Ishaq alayhi salam, from Yaqub alayhi salam. But when he was from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, from the Arabs, and this they just could not accept. Until today they have the great hatred for the Arabs, because the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born from amongst the Arabs. So we do the lesson for us to learn that we should not look at any of these outer factors. We should look at the truth and reality, what Allah Ta'ala has decreed and what Allah Ta'ala has determined and done. وَعَاتِيْنَا دَعُودَ الزَّبُورًا اور ہم نے دی دعود علیہ السلام کو زبور. And we gave دعود علیہ السلام the زبور, this, what we call the Psalms today. And interesting, in this ayat Allah has mentioned all the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah did not mention Musa alayhi salam. Mufassirin explained because his kitab was not given as the kitab, given to all the other Anbiya alayhi salam. His kitab was given to him one time, the tabletry of the Torah was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is that one time. Whereas all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sent the wahi down as a occasion arose and peace be. And that is no excuse for them to refuse the kitab which was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As it was, or as this was revealed, all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also received the kitab. The basic thing, the lesson for us to take when we are reading the Quran Sharif, we must not find that why did Allah not mention this, why are the details of namaz not in the Quran Sharif. So we don't accept it. Na'udzubillah, then it's not our thing. It has come in the hadith, Allah meant it that way, that the details of how namaz must be made will not be in the Quran Sharif, it will be in the hadith. Zakat, 2.5% it must be given. It's not in the Quran Sharif, it is in the Hadith. All the details of our deen. So we must not also look for excuses, as there are some people who say it's not in the Quran, so we don't accept it. No, we must accept, for as Allah has wished that it is, that the command, basic command has come in the Quran, and the details are given in the Hadith, and we accept it as such. And we don't go out looking for faults in order not to make amal. May Allah give us all tawfiq to accept the Quran Sharif and to accept every command of Allah. And very important, where we fail, we are weak. We make tawbah and istighfar. We don't give up on the thing. We don't go on the wrong beliefs. We carry on the right beliefs. We accept our weaknesses. And we make tawbah and istighfar, Allah's rahmat comes down in torrents to those people who make tawbah, istighfar, who declare that we are weak, we don't understand, we accept wholeheartedly. May Allah make us amongst the righteous.